This is a World Challenge devotion by Tim Delina. When someone I love dies. As he awaited his death as a prisoner in a Nazi concentration camp, the famed theologian, pastor, and Christian martyr, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, wrote a letter about losing people we love. He wrote in part, "There is nothing that can replace the absence of someone dear to us, and one should not even attempt to do so. One must simply hold out and endure it. At first, that sounds very hard, but at the same time, it is also a great comfort. For to the extent the emptiness truly remains unfilled, one remains connected to the other person through it. It is wrong to say that God fills the emptiness. God in no way fills it, but much more leaves it precisely unfilled and thus helps us persevere, even in pain, the authentic relationship. Furthermore, the more beautiful and full the remembrance is, the more difficult the separation. But gratitude transforms the torment of memory into silent joy. One bears what was lovely in the past, not as a thorn, but as a precious gift deep within, a hidden treasure of which one can always be certain." Gratitude helps us deal with loss. Jesus faced loss and showed us one other way to deal with the grief that accompanies the loss of people we love, compassion. "Now, when Jesus heard this," John's death, "he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick." Matthew chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. John the Baptist was Jesus' cousin. John was murdered because of a crazed and convicted adulterer. When Jesus heard the news, he withdrew out of grief and sorrow. He went to a lonely place by himself. The big problem for Jesus was that though he wanted to be alone to grieve and process his loss, the multitudes wanted his healing. When they realized where he had gone, they followed him. Jesus saw them and felt compassion for them. The way out of the grief funk is not through a season of loneliness, but through ministering to others. When you start to tend to others' needs, God heals you and takes care of you. It's dangerous to be left alone with your thoughts when you suffer great loss. It is in giving that you receive. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.